Welcome to the Mind Kitchen. We're back for the third episode of the greatest game show ever here at Heritage Radio Network. And we're sponsored by Whole Foods Market, which is, you know, a great and super sponsor. So thanks for them. And you guys, I'm here at the Mind Kitchen, and I'm here with three amazing new guests, and I'd like to introduce them. First, I'll tell you a quick little bit about the show. They're each going to use the five ingredients that I give them in their brains, and they're going to mingle them all together, and they're going to create three courses. They're going to pitch them to me, Matt Timms, and Jack in the Booth, and we are going to decide who is the new Mind Kitchen champion. And I really want to get started with this because I'm super pumped to first introduce Melissa Sands.
Woo-hoo. Hello.
Yeah. Hey, you know what Melissa Sands is, you guys? Homegirl has entered pretty much every single one of my takedowns, these amazing cooking competitions I hold across the United States. And she wins practically all of them. She's also got her own blog, Fork This. Take it away, homegirl.
Yes, I blog at forkthis.blogspot.com, and I blog about home cooking and cook-offs and a lot about Matt Timms and how awesome he is. In fact, I think for 2010, that's going to be the main focus of the blog.
You should make that the pivotal focus of the blog. Matt Timms is
just
pretty super.
Just turn into Matt Timms, the blog. It'd be good.
Isn't there a little subtext you can put with under Fork This?
I'm going to come up with a new byline.
Yeah, what's your byline right now?
Fork This sticks it where it tastes so good.
Yeah, stick it where Matt Timms is. Stick Matt Timms. Moving on, we've got a couple other guests. Kevi Landreth.
Hello.
Guess what? Listeners, I think you're in for a little treat. You want to know why? Because Kevi Landreth knows how to make bacon cupcakes, and she's considering making lamb cupcakes at my upcoming lamb takedown, April 18th. I'll tell you about that later, but lamb cupcakes, Kevi?
Oh my God, it's going to be so awesome. I know, right? Like, bacon, you can kind of see it, but lamb, it's a total stretch. I don't know, I think I'm thinking of going mostly savory, but there will be a little sweet, but I'm thinking a little curry. I don't know. I'm not going to give it away, but it's
but you're
be
a competitor,
awesome.
And you're ready
I'm
to throw down.
Oh, hell yeah.
Well, you know why she's ready to throw down? She's practically a professional. She's got her own kumquat.
Practically.
You are a professional. You've got the kumquat cupcakery.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went to your little store. What do you call it if it's a temporary store?
Oh, it was a pop-up store.
It was a pop-up store. Yeah, she had so. That.
That was from the 11th to the 14th before Valentine's Day, and that was insanity. We sold out by 3 p.m. every day. I just couldn't keep up.
What's the name of your website?
KumquatCupcakery.com.
KumquatCupcakery.com. Spells like it sounds, if you know how to spell kumquat.
Yeah, not with a C.
Right. Homegirls. And by the way, there's three women on this show, and it was brought to my attention by Jack that means this will be the third episode of the Mind Kitchen and the third time that we will have a woman champion. So that's awesome for awesome. Women across the world, right?
We are inspiring.
Dudes, Amber Blatt is here. Amber Blatt interviewed me on her brilliant show, which is how I got to know her. It's called Hello Brooklyn.
Hey Brooklyn.
Damn it! It's called Hey Brooklyn. And it was a pretty enlightening interview. But who was the favorite interview you ever had on Hey Brooklyn?
It was probably Kevi, right?
I'm sitting in between two previous guests.
Yeah, but who was your favorite?
My favorite. I'm going to plead the fifth.
That's pathetic. All right, talk a little about your show. I want to hear about that because you're not only interviewing food types, you're interviewing crazy Brooklynites.
I'm interviewing anyone who's creative and interesting and doing what they love for a living, as long as they live in Brooklyn or are from Brooklyn.
Well, that's me. I don't know about Kevi, but that's me.
Except
so
like
I must
Kevi.
Be your favorite guest. So I guess I'm your favorite guest. I'll take it. Whatever. Hey, but that's cool. And what is the name of your website? So where people can find out about all the podcasts and blah, blah, blah.
Well, you can go to heybrooklyn.com. And you can read my personal blog at theambershow.net.
I wish you had memorized the link you had to my personal podcast where you interviewed me because that was pretty sensational.
Oh my God. A whole bunch of numbers.
Okay.
I had no idea. This is such a competition.
And you had probably no idea that this whole show would try and revolve around me plugging myself the whole time. So uncool. I can't stop doing it. But Okay, dudes, really, we're here for the Mind Kitchen. The listeners are dying to know what's about to happen next, because this is the important part. You're going to pitch me 3-course meal, and we are in the Mind Kitchen. I'm going to give you a little pantry of available stuff like salt, sugar, pepper, milk, and flour. That's incredibly generous of me. Don't even think that you can do anything else that might be other than that, like, you know, go spear yourself a deer or whatever. Do you have a question, Melissa?
Can we have some oil in our Mind Kitchen?
Yes, how silly of me. We can have some vegetable
Please.
Oil. Vegetable oil is allowed.
Deep frying is very important.
Yeah, you could fry whatever you want. Vegetables could be olives.
Hey, Matt, this is Jack.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Can we officially make IV bags against the rules?
Yeah, we had this discussion. There will be no more IV bags.
Was it two different people that did IV bags?
Yeah, it was very odd, but I brought two weirdos on the show. Luckily, you guys aren't weirdos, right? Listen, we're in the Mind Kitchen. We're in your minds, and it's a special place to be. And we're here with these 5 ingredients. Artichokes. Coffee. Cow heart. Turnips. And grapefruit. Guys, you're in the Mind Kitchen now. I need you to get mine cooking immediately.
I left alone. My mind was blank. I needed time to think, to get the memories from my mind. What did I see? Could I believe that what I saw that night was real and not just fantasy? Just what I saw in my old dreams were the reflections of my woman staring back at me. Cause in my dreams, it's all.
Hello! We're back! Congratulations, you guys, because guess what? You all completed, you know, your 3-course meal using my 5 hardcore ingredients, and I'm super proud that you did what you did. I'm kidding. I don't know anything about what you did, what you just did. But we're going to find out now. And why don't we just go around the horn and talk about this, and you guys pitch me your 3-course meal. Let's start with Melissa. Melissa, what's the deal?
Oh, gosh, I get to start. Okay, I have to see if I can read my handwriting here. I have an amazing meal prepared for you.
No, I'm sure. I don't doubt it.
Did I use all the ingredients? I think I did. Okay, so for our appetizer, mm-hmm. we're going to start by grilling some artichoke hearts. And while those are on the grill, we're going to go ahead and roast some of the turnips in the oven until they're nice and soft. We're going to combine those two, mash it into a little cake, and that is going to be coated with a little flour, salt, and pepper, and we're going to saute that and top it with a grapefruit vinaigrette. If I had a microgreen, I would put that on top. But I don't
What's
have
a microgreen?
Oh, it's like a tiny little green thing, a tiny little lettuce or sprout.
A microgreen.
That's right.
Sure.
But I don't have those, so
That's
they're not
adorable.
On there.
They're not on there. You can't use it. The Mind Kitchen says no.
I don't want to get disqualified. Okay, so that's our appetizer. Now, the cow heart. Okay, so first we're going to roll, we're going to finely grind our coffee, our excellent Brooklyn roasted coffee.
Sure.
Let's say crop to cup.
Ooh, crop to cup. That's a locavore brand. Sure, crop to cup makes a lot of great coffee in Brooklyn. Anyways, what are you going to do with that crop to cup coffee?
Okay, so we've got a really super fine coffee dust, and we're going to roll the cow heart around in that with some salt and pepper. Sear it on the stovetop and then throw it in to braise low and
What's that? Back up. You said syrup?
Sear. We're going to sear it.
Oh, sorry. Whoa. Continue.
We're going to sear it first on the stovetop and then throw it in to a big pot with, are you ready?
Ready.
Milk.
Dude.
We're going to braise it in milk.
Is that possible?
Oh, yeah.
In the Mind Kitchen, anything's possible.
Anything
but is it possible?
Absolutely.
Come on, justify that.
Okay.
Without burning your milk.
It's okay. It's not going to burn. I mean, it's low and slow. I used to make...
It's true. It's a real thing.
Okay.
Thank you.
I love this. It can happen. This is beautiful.
No, I worked at a restaurant where we did milk braised chicken breasts. So I assume that this is going to work, and I think it's going to go really well with the coffee.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so then when we take it out, we're going to, it's going to be like fall apart tender. And we're going to take the liquid that's left over in the pan and reduce it down even further. For a little bit of acid, we're just going to do a squeeze of grapefruit. You won't even taste it in the sauce. It's just going to brighten the sauce. And then we're going to mount it with butter. That's the technical term. We're going to mount it with butter.
Yes, you
are. So that's our sauce.
I love having an expert on board. So fancy expert. With the oh milk and the stuff I don't know about.
I just
the
read mountains. It in a magazine.
It makes the show seem cool. It makes the show seem very cool.
It's
right?
Totally legit. Yeah.
I just read it in a magazine. Okay. So then we're going to take that falling apart tender heart meat and lay it over top of a simple mash of turnip. The turnips would have been boiled and then tossed with some butter and milk. And a little salt and pepper, of course.
I'm stuffed. Wait, I think I got a little room for a dessert. What's going on?
You know, for dessert, we're just going to go light because we've had this incredible first two courses. So we're going to... cut our grapefruit in half, coat it in sugar, and throw it on the grill for a second. Scoop out all the stuff.
That's always yummy.
And
anything fruity on the grill caramelizes on the top, and it's super, mm-hmm. super yummy.
That's what I did with my pineapple when I won the chili takedown.
I know.
Okay, so then I'm going to make that into a sorbet and drizzle a little bit of reduced coffee syrup over the top.
A sorbet! And a sorbet is such a simple thing. It's such a brilliant thing to do with all your fruity ingredients. Because right? What is it? What is a sorbet really involved? It involves that fruit, water, ice, sugar, you know? What else?
And then the last thing is the topping is going to be an extremely thinly sliced turnip chip that was sugar-coated after being deep-fried.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Super wow. smart. Yeah. But you're not the only smart one here.
At this
so
point,
I'm not even. She's
forget it.
Don't you dare! Don't you dare! You want to know why? You
want chaos.
You don't even know if that was doable. It sounded so wonderful, but 90% of the show is BS. So let's remember that, and let's try and think what's simple and doable and fun. And Kevy, I think you're up.
Okay. I'm ready.
Yeah.
See, now I just came up with the meals and did not even write down like how I was going to prepare.
Just make
them.
It up on the spot.
Is that totally fine?
Oh, it's fine.
I'm just gonna give it to you straight. Okay.
Give it to me straight.
No BS. Okay.
Like a battle axe.
Okay. So we're gonna start off really simple with one of my favorite childhood appetizers, which is just a roasted artichoke, which is awesome. And then you can just pick off the leaves and, you know, dip them in whatever cabinet goods you have. Maybe if that cabinet good is mayonnaise.
I don't remember mayonnaise, but...
No?
Well,
it's okay.
You know,
it's okay.
It's pretty simple. Doesn't have to be mayonnaise.
Anyway,
but
you could just salt, pepper, olive oil, whatever.
You can do whatever you want
do
with
whatever,
an artichoke.
Yeah.
They're delicious and they're simple and yummy.
Yeah. So that's simple.
That's your appetizer.
Yeah, man. And then my entree is going to be a cowheart pate, because I think that cowhearts lend very well to
dang.
Pates. So it's going to be a cowheart pate, and then we're going to fry up some artichokes. So, or little artichoke, you know, chips, basically.
Can I ask you about the pate?
Yeah,
usually
man.
Pate is what? Like, it's an organ meat, it's a liver,
right.
and
right.
it's... But this is a heart, and it is very tender, so you're just going to grind it up and until it's pasty.
Yeah,
pate. There's pork pate. I mean, pork pate is not made from.
I mean, there's
pork organ meat.
There's like liver.
No, it's. I mean, it's
just
like
mulched
meat.
Pig.
It's another organ.
This is awesome.
I think the pork.
It's
pork
doable.
Pate is an organ meat.
Oh, okay.
You're making your heart
spreadable.
It's
more like a country pate.
Yeah, country pate.
Than like a chunky. But this would be more smooth. This would be very spreadable.
Okay.
Okay. So very spreadable, smooth cow heart pate. And we're going to put that over deep fried artichoke chips. And then on the side, so that's very rich, very intense.
Yeah, and
fatty,
chips are yummy.
Fatty. And then on the side is just going to be shredded turnip salad with some grapefruit salad dressing. Just a light to give it, you know, some acidity on the side. Mix it so you get the heavy and fatty and light and crisp. And so everything's connected. Okay. So then that's the entree.
This is fancy yet doable.
Yeah.
Don't be intimidated by Big Mouth over here. Melissa Sands.
I have a BA in BS.
It's amazing. Okay. Yeah. And for the end, we're just going to do, we take our crop to cup coffee and make a nice light coffee pudding. That's it.
A coffee pudding. How do you make the coffee pudding real quick?
Just with heavy cream, sugar, coffee, yeah, eggs.
Just whip it up until it's thick.
So it's all those cabinet ingredients.
Yeah.
And then coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should be yummy.
Done.
That should be pretty yummy. All right. All right. Okay. Now moving on. I know Amber's going to blast us out of the world with her three courses.
This is intimidating because I am not a fancy cook at all. And mine are super, super...
Mine was not fancy.
Did pate.
I just made mine up.
I hope these are getting less and less fancy. I don't like my mind getting blown on the Mind Kitchen. It's not fair to my tender mind.
I will roast an artichoke with onion and garlic, exactly like my grandmother, who's Italian, would make them. And that would be the appetizer. Super simple.
Yep.
Squeeze a lemon on top. And you're then both... you eat them by petal by petal.
Yeah.
For dinner.
I didn't know we got lemon.
Yeah, I don't remember lemon either. Wait,
but there's no lemon. Lemon is a pantry.
What?
Lemon juice is a pantry.
Yeah, but I told you what was in your pantry. Your pantry is sparse.
Okay.
Lemons. What did I say about lemons? I didn't say anything about lemons.
I think you have the same damn bottle of lemon juice in my fridge
for like
2 years.
I don't think you need the lemon. You have the grapefruit.
Okay.
Well, that's true.
I'll squeeze grapefruit on it.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you just do that?
Fair enough. I'm going to make a cow heart meatloaf.
Oh. Crap.
Wait. Because I really like meatloaf.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And I will put whatever pantry items I'm allowed to have, like salt, pepper, eggs, breadcrumbs.
Can we make breadcrumbs out of the flour?
It's going to be a really dense meatloaf. She could, actually.
I make
dense. Well, she doesn't have yeast, though.
She doesn't have yeast.
She could use a little flour, though. That would, you know.
You know what? There's no bread in there's no bread happening in the Mind Kitchen.
Fine.
No,
so the bread was not allowed. But this is how I actually make meatloaf, is with, like, you know, is rice a pantry item?
Certainly not!
Okay.
What is happening? I thought I lectured you very sternly at the beginning of the Mind Kitchen. Rice.
There's always
lemons.
One.
Lemons. There's always one. She's breakdancing all over my Mind Kitchen.
If the dessert is served with an IV bag, then we shut down and
we
quit.
Yeah, we body slam you, and that's allowed.
Okay, so then just the cow heart meatloaf with all of... which I will cook in the oven like I would normally do.
Yum.
Because it would make a pate.
So pretentious. Look at Kevi with her pretension.
I have to smack talk. I feel intimidated.
Yeah, that's important. Because
I feel bad about myself.
Yeah, she's lashing out, people. She's lashing out.
Dinner will have a side of mashed turnips with salt, butter, good stuff. And then,
she's
is that okay? I'm so nervous because he's looking at me.
I think she's about to cry.
I'm laughing so hard. And then dessert will be a lemon grapefruit upside... Well, wait, I can't have lemon. So a grapefruit upside down cake.
A grapefruit upside down yummy cake.
Yeah. Damn. And then I'm serving coffee because I like coffee.
Touchdown. You just spiked it into the end zone.
There.
Is it bad that I forgot about cake?
That's awesome. I'm impressed.
Dudes, you all did super awesome in Matt Timms' Mind Kitchen! Back at heritageradionetwork.com, and our sponsor, by the way, is Whole Foods Market. Thanks to those dudes, because they're awesome. Guess what else? We are going to judge Melissa, Amber, and Kevi right now. Me and Jack in the booth. Our opinions matter. Okay. And with that diabolical atomic burst, I'm going to start talking. I liked all your dishes. I thought they were pretty super. I think whenever you started to hate on yourself, you were doing yourself a disservice because you're all incredibly talented. Jack, what do you think?
I loved Melissa's. I loved Kevy's. I had a problem here. I'm eating a lot of cow heart, and Amber was the first person to give me a simple coffee to help digest. It's all I wanted, and that's who I'm going with.
Dang.
Aww, I love Jack in the Box.
Don't you love Jack in the Box?
I do.
It's a box now.
It really, wouldn't it be super if his opinion mattered?
Oh.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Unfortunately, Jack doesn't matter because this is the Mind Kitchen and it's my show.
Thanks, Matt.
We should put an echo on when I said, my show! And again, when I just did it again.
Well, since my opinion doesn't matter, I don't know if I have any echoes for you.
It's called passive aggression, people, and Jack is famous for his passive aggression. We'll deal with him later, but I'm going to deal with you ladies first. And by ladies, I mean women. By girls, I mean girls. Ladies, women. Broads. Broads, babes. Okay, you guys, guess what? I want to tell you, obviously, we have a varsity in the house. Melissa, she's pretty super. And she really came to the table with all of her stuff. And Kevy, she came to the table spends most of her days in the kitchen. And Amber spends most of her days in a booth on the radio. So I can say right out of the bat that she, about right out of the box, that she didn't do very well. In my Mind Kitchen.
Oh, no.
It doesn't matter. Jack in the Box loves me.
Jack in the Box loves you. At least you've got Jack. But let me tell you, and this is where I come in as the brilliant host of the Mind Kitchen. I think that the cow heart is a pretty ridiculous piece of meat. And there's not a lot you can do with it. And I just ate actually a venison heart just yesterday. And it was super. I cooked it as quickly as I could because I knew it just coagulates fast. And when you said, Melissa, that it was going to fall apart like pulled pork, I thought to myself, that ain't going to happen.
Oh.
So.
I've never cooked a heart before.
Yeah, well, check it out next time because it is TUF. And there's no striations that'll make it fall apart and be all wonderful.
Tough.
Mmm.
What do you do with tough meat? You braise it.
You braise it.
You braise it in milk. What do you do with tough meat?
Yeah, you braise it in milk and it'll break down, but nothing's going to happen with this
heart.
Not
in your mind.
I promise you.
Kitchen.
Not in my mind.
I think we're going to have to actually do this now. We've got to go.
I challenge somebody in the radio world to take a heart, a cow heart, and braise it until it falls apart delicately onto your plate. Tough to do. Kevy, I loved your pate. Mm-hmm.
Why, thank you.
And your coffee pudding seemed possible. Your roasted artichoke was super simple. I gotta say, I'm sorry. I gotta give it to Kevy. Kevy is the new champion of the Mind Kitchen. She wins a pizza over here at Roberta's, the greatest pizza place here in Brooklyn. Melissa, are you bummed?
No, I'm going home to make a cow heart and watch it fall apart.
Ah, and prove me wrong. There's going to be blogs about this. Yeah. Amber, are you pissed off?
I'm really pissed off.
Awesome. That's what happens. That's what happens, you guys, in the Mind Kitchen!
Guys, this is Melissa of Fork This, and I snuck back into the studio because I have to call bullshit on the Mind Kitchen tonight. I totally ruled with my braised beef heart, and it would come out super awesome, so I just wanted to let you know that's lame.
This is Amber. I just snuck back into the studio too, and I want to call bullshit also. This show sucks. Matt Timms is stupid. He totally favors Kevy Landreth. And yeah, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done with the show.
Hey guys, this is Kevy Landreth from Kumquat Cupcakery. I just snuck back into the studio, and I want to say that I think Matt Timms is like the coolest guy alive. Sweet. Bye.